Okay, Moirai Veraboisai, Simon Shinain Beis. We'll be learning Sifyut Gimel, top of page, Reshman Beis. Okay, we'll be talking about the ladders today. Today we're going to be talking a little bit more about the ladders. Okay, there is over here something which is a little bit as an enigma to me, and I'm not sure. I don't really understand it. Maybe we can work it out together. Okay, again, just to as an introduction, we'll be talking about as we have talked about over the last few shiurim, we're talking about Eruv Chatzeros, when you've got two gardens, one next to each, or two back gardens, a front garden, two courtyards, one next to the other, and there's a wall in between. And both people want to make an Eruv together. Great news. Don't talk in terms. It's good news. Pardon? So there are two Yidden who are on talking terms and they want to make an Eruv together. That's good. So now one option is, of course, to make... if there's just a wall separating them, they cannot make an Eruv Chatzeros together. It doesn't work. Eruv Chatzeros has to have a Pesach in between, an entrance. I'm sorry, I've got a stiff neck. It's a bit hard for me to look this way. So please, no offense. It's just that it's... exactly, yeah. So you have to have a Pesach in between. If there's no Pesach, you cannot make an Eruv Chatzeros between both courtyards. Okay, that we have understood. Now, either, ideally, what you should do is a proper door, a physical, real door, and that's the best way to make a Pesach. But you make a door in between, that's excellent, Shalom Aleichem. Another option is, we spoke about perhaps putting a step there or other things, and some of them are quite questionable. If the wall is less than Tfachim, then here again, a person would just climb over, and that's not a problem either. And an option we're going to be discussing today a little bit more in detail is the option of making a ladder. Yeah, a ladder. Because what's the whole idea of a ladder? A ladder will allow you to climb up, to go over the fence, and then go down on the other side. And that is the same idea than a Pesach, than a door. So the assumption is that a sulam, a ladder, is a Pesach. Tonight in Sifyut Gimel, we'll be addressing various types of ladders, sort of maybe a bit unconventional ladders, and we'll be discussing as to whether they are valid, they're considered a valid Pesach or not. And here there's going to be various scenarios, and that's what we're going to be learning tonight. Be'ez Hashem is Baruch Shemoy. Top line of the page, Seif Yud Gimel and Simen Shinem Beis. Hemich Nei Sulamois, Zeh Betzad Zeh. Okay, we have learned previously that a Sulam Alada needs to be 4 Tfachim, so that's not so much. 4 Tfach, 1, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4. So we're talking about this. That's 4 Tfach, that's how wide the ladder needs to be. If it's narrower than that, it's not a great Sulam, it's not a good ladder, and that wouldn't be considered a good ladder to be considered a Pesach. So now, since the ladders were so narrow, is it narrow? Would you call it narrow? Thin? What is it? Narrow. Since the ladders are so narrow, this gentleman thought, so what he's going to do instead of replacing it, he's going to put two narrow ladders next to each other. Would that work or not? Two ladders instead of one ladder. So Shulchan Aruch is teaching us, Hemich Nei Sulam Ezeh Betzad Zeh. So if you put two next to each other, and in fact, they were so narrow that even both of them together, they're not considered four. So he did, he distanced both ladders, one next to each other, he distanced them a little bit. And there's a distance now, but all together, they're not four tefachim. And the gap, the air space between both ladders, he filled now with cash, with straw. See picture 78. Two ladders, one on the right, one on the left. There's a gap in between, and those thinner steps are straw. What would you say about that? So if there's no straw in between, that's definitely not valid. Yeah, straw in between both ladders.
How comes he would do that?
Because he wants to have a ladder, which is halachically considered a good ladder, and that's only if it's 4 tefachim. Now each of them is like very narrow, and it's not 4 tefach, it's just very narrow. And you know what, even if you put both together, it's still not 4 tefachim. Very narrow. So he's putting them, that all together, they make four tefachim. But in between he's putting straw. So they're on a four and a bit tefachim. It's a bit wider.
To sort of join
them. Yeah, to join them.
It's
not very solid at all. Right. Don't step on it if you can avoid it. But it is, it looks at. So the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us, Eino Moil, it's no good. Lo la'atir l'shtamish olav, it's not good to, you can't, even the wall part on top, you can't carry on. And certainly not to make an Eruv together. V'lo la'orev ha'yachad. So, no, it does not work. Shemokei ma'am mid ha'reglaim. Because the place where you put the feet, who be'am tzah sonam, is the middle area of this ladder. Vein ro'y la'lo, it's because, and you cannot climb up a ladder, we're on top of straw. V'imhem mid ha'sonam be'am tzah, but what in the vice versa? See picture 79. What's the scenario in 79? The opposite. That what?
The
very good. So they've got the ladder in between, in the middle. But that's not for Tfachim. But he's extended it on the both sides, by having straw sticking out on both sides. Ve'akash min atzad, and the straw is on the side. Mahani, that works. Pe'latir l'shtamesh olav, you can carry on top of the wall. And even more importantly, be'lorev yachad, you can also make now an over with the next door neighbor. So 78 is not a good ladder. 79 is a good ladder. And here comes my question. I fail to understand the reason. Yeah. No. Yeah, we're not there yet. We're not there yet. We'll get to that, Mitzvah Shem. So what we're learning now here is the concept that the ladder 78 is a good ladder. Ladder 79 is a good ladder. Now, I would like to ask you a question. The rationale of the Shulchan Aruch is, do you know why 78 is no good? Because would a person normally step on the ladder? Which part of the ladder would you normally step on?
Middle.
So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. You step on the middle part of the ladder, and therefore 78 is not a good ladder, because you're going to walk on the straw, that's no good. And 79 is a good ladder, because ultimately you use the middle part and not the side. Now, that's exactly what Shulchan Aruch says, and that's exactly what I don't understand. Because where do you normally step? I mean, I don't climb ladders a lot, because lately I've developed a fear of heights. It's very interesting. I only developed that recently. I always used to make fun of it, and now suddenly I've developed a fear of heights. I get very, I don't know what it is. Pardon? Yeah, probably.
Hey,
probably in midlife crisis. Yeah. So I suddenly developed. I really found it quite a thing. I don't know what it is. Maybe somebody can give me some support. I don't know if it's a kind of therapy will do the trick. I'm not sure. Parachuting. Yeah. So I don't know what it is. I suddenly get all scared when I go up things. I get, what is it?
Can the manal do high ropes? You know,
high ropes. I just can't do it anymore. I don't know. I don't know. It's really interesting. I've only developed it recently. So if you've got any suggestions, answers, any counseling, you can do it. Please give me some. So I haven't gone on ladders recently so much, but for my previous experience, where do you step on which ladder? Where do you step on the ladder? Robert Feingold, which area of the ladder do you use? On which side? Where? If you've got the ladder, which part of it is it? Really? I wouldn't use the middle. Use the sides, right? I see, that's the gavel thing, yeah. I don't know, I mamash don't understand it. You step as on the side, right? On the side. Well, that's not what Shulchan Aruch says, mamash the opposite. Shulchan Aruch says, you use the middle part of the ladder. And that's why 78 is no good, is not a valid, and 79 is a valid. Oh, that's what it is. Oh. Ah, I see. We're talking about it must be a heavy ladder.
Otherwise it wouldn't work in the verse.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not quite sure. I physically don't. I thought that a person would normally step on the sides, but here on the contrary, learning it's a narrow ladder, and yet he's going to step mamash right in the middle.
Maybe
that's not a conventional way of going up a ladder, I don't think.
Maybe it's a Ramban says he shouldn't look people directly in the eyes because it's not considered, you know, good midas. And clearly, at that time,
it was not the social norm. And nowadays, I hear. So, nowadays it is. I hear. Yeah. I did observe lately one of people who wash the windows, and they sometimes go up really.
Yeah.
Highland, yeah. So it's very, very highland. So again, I couldn't do this anymore. They go up very, very, you know, they go up comfortably. But it did appear, it looked like they're pretty much centered, but they will, the steps will be on the sides. So I don't really understand exactly Shulchan Aruch so well. Why is it that the middle, if the picture 78 is not considered a good ladder because you step in the middle, and the 79 is considered a valid sulam because you step in the middle. I'm not don't fully, but that's what the Shulchan Aruch does teach us. We're ready for see if you dalet. Okay, in the sulam rochav arba. Okay, so if you dalet is teaching us the following scenario: if you've got a sulam, a ladder which is not less than 4 tefachim wide, v'chokeh gets the bakoisel hashlima arba, and you made a bakoisel on the wall. I don't exactly understand this scenario here either. V'chokeh etzloi bakoisel hashlima arba. You've made a hole. Bakoisel on the, you've made a hole on the wall, lashlim al abo, to extend it to four tefachim wide. Dai loi shiyachuk begoy v'asoro. It suffices if the whole ladder is, that extension is 10 tefachim high. Vim loi hem it sulam klal, if you didn't put the ladder there up, helochok bakoisel kemin shlivois shel sulam lalos boy, forget about a ladder. If you have just used a wall, and you have made steps within the wall, so that's imloyhemit sulam klal. You did not place a ladder there at all. But chokak bakoisel kemin shlivois. You have made in the wall. You have taken out some bricks and you have made this into steps up. Shlivois sulam la'alois boy, and you go up the wall this way. Tzorich shiokuk b'chol goy bakoisel. You need to go all the way up to the top of the wall, making such steps. Humoil belat tashmish belariv yachat. That will be considered a good ladder that you can make to your next neighbor. So Rabbi said, this is really important. You do not need to physically have a ladder. If you want to just make the wall into a ladder by taking out bricks, and then you can just step up, that's fine as well. That's considered a ladder. And you can therefore make Nev Chatzir. Siv Tezvav. Okay, Siv Tezvav is teaching us the halacha of Ilan Betzad HaKoisel. What happens if you've got a tree by the wall? A tree by the wall. V'asor sulam l'koisel, made the tree into a ladder. You use the tree as a ladder going up. You can make an eruv. So a tree is a good ladder. What's the question on that? Very good. That's it. Very, very good. Spot on. You can't climb on trees. So how does it work? The whole idea of a ladder is that you can use a ladder and therefore you can make an eruv chatzeis with your neighbor. So how can it be that a tree is considered a good ladder? Surely you can't go up a tree on Shabbos. Very good. That's a very good question.
On a tree, you have a...
Okay, similar. So, well, let's see what Shulchan Aruch is teaching us. The Mishnah Berurah is teaching us. If Kuf Yud Gimel addresses your question. So that's Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan. Kuf Yud Gimel. Im rotzu me'avin echot, you can. She'ein iso lalois al stam ilon b'Shabbos. The prohibition to go up a tree on Shabbos. Elo midivrei sofer is only rabbinical. Uveven hashmoshes. Shehu shas kinyas ha'eruv, and in terms of eruv, the critical time is ben hashmoshes. That's when the eruv either does work or fails to work. Is ben hashmoshes on Friday afternoon. For loy gozur al shvus shel divrayim. Now this is like an interesting it's a very interesting lomdish a bit. So what we're saying is as follows: of course, in principle, you can't go up a tree on Shabbos. That's true, but when we're talking about the Eruv here, when does the Eruv take effect? When is Eruv? It doesn't need to be a valid Eruv throughout the entire Shabbos. It only needs to be a valid Eruv when Shabbos comes in. Now, when does... That's Ben HaShmoshes. Now, Ben HaShmoshes, there's various kulas. And one of those kulas that apply, on one hand, that's when the Eruv actually kicks in. But on the other hand, there's certain kulas apply. And one of the kulas that apply on Ben HaShmoshes is that there's no issa to go up a tree on Ben HaShmoshes. So therefore, since we're looking at Ben HaShmoshes to create the Eruv, so therefore, it's okay the fact that it's on a tree. Very interesting. But physically, you're right. physically, you wouldn't be able to climb up the tree throughout the Shabbos. So it helps us for the Eruv, but in real terms, you're right, you can't go up the tree on Shabbos. Continues the What happens if you use an Asherah tree? What's an Asherah tree? Well, yeah, that's right. It was used for Avodah Zarah. If you use the Asherah tree as a ladder, that doesn't work. You cannot make an Eruv out of that. Because that's a Torah restriction to climb up a Asherah tree on Shabbos. You can't. Not only on Shabbos. You can't ever go up an Asherah tree because it's Asherah Osuba. No. You're not allowed to have any benefit from an Asherah tree. It was worship of a desire. So certainly, it's not a good Eruv Chatzeres. It doesn't work. You can't use it. Ve'arosh kosav behepach. The Rosh wrote exactly the opposite. The Ilon Eino Moil v'Asherah Moeles. Ilon Estam a regular tree. He's not a problem. It's fine. V'Asherah Moeles. But an Asherah tree is fine. And you can use an Asherah tree for an Erev Chatzeres, which the Yevesh, as long as it's dry and old. Why would that be so? Why is it an Asherah tree can be used? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, because Mishnah Berurah explains, if cotton kuf tesvav, hoil veles po mishum issa Shabbos, there is no Shabbos provision, it's not Shabbos related, this issa. And therefore, although there's an other non-related issa to this tree, it's nothing to do with us. And therefore, since it's not Shabbos related, therefore it's okay. Because Mokum Pischu is still considered a Pesach. There's no problem in terms of Elchah Shabbos to go on it. It's true. You can't go up on it for another reason. But in terms of Elchah Shabbos, there's no problem. And therefore it's considered, Elchatzeh is considered a Pesach. Yeah. Very good. It's a good question. What the Mishnah seems to be saying, it's a very good question. And the truth is, your argument is precisely the argument of the first opinion in Shulchan Aruch. And that's how we pasken, because of precisely your taina. The second opinion, which is the Rosh's opinion, he holds that no, since the Issa is not Shabbos related, Issa Hano is not Shabbos related. It's like, is it a Pesach or not? In terms of Elchah Shabbos, it's a Pesach or not? It is. It's true, you can't go up on it, but it's still a Pesach. In theory, you could go up, and therefore it's okay. But I hear your taina, and that's very much why we pass kind of the first opinion. Okay, so fine, that's it for this evening. Let's just summarize what we learned. We spoke about the ladders. We spoke about scenario 78 and scenario 79. The point being that a ladder needs to be 4 tefachim wide. If the ladder is less than 4 tefachim, it's not considered a Pesach for making Erev Chatzeres together with your neighbor. So, picture 78 we learned is good or no good? No good, that's right. Why? Because you step in the middle and you can't step in the middle. However, picture 79 is good because we tend to step in the middle and therefore it's considered a valid Pesach. You can make a chitzis with your next door neighbor. We then spoke about a wall. If you're taking out bricks from the wall, is that considered a good ladder? It is indeed. Shulchan Aruch is teaching us in Sefer Daled that it is. Then we spoke about a tree next to the wall. So here we've got two opinions. The first opinion is very much your opinion, that if it's a Asherah tree, it's also about no, you can't go up. And a regular tree is fine. The other opinion, the Rosh, we don't pass tonight, the Rosh, says on the other hand, an Asherah tree is okay. And if you've got an Asherah tree in your backyard, it's not a great idea to have imagine if you've got this tree that was served by the Hindu, you know, like, and then you've got it in the back over there. So that, according to second opinion, you can use as a Pesach, but first opinion disagrees. And we pass in Mishnah Berurah, pass in Sifkot and Kuf Tezayin, they pass in like the first opinion. Okay. I wish you a very good evening.